Yes, please.
See if you can get Larry O'Brien.
Thank you, Mr. President. Coming right on, sir.
Hello?
Larry, Russell Long just called and said 6 out of 7 senators there and 6 out of 7 congressmen.
Right.
But that Harry Byrd had evidently told John Williams that they couldn't vote. And they wouldn't vote until Monday week, and that they couldn't do any good. That he's trying to get a hold of Byrd to see if he couldn't use his proxy, and
yeah.
He wished something to be done about it. I think Williams has delayed it just as much as he can. He's still trying to delay it.
Right.
And
that's a damn shame, because I talked to Mill Saturday morning, and he didn't want to meet while if the Civil Rights Bill was on this morning, and damn it, after the House going in at 10 and the conferees still meet, and we get that far down the road, and they decide they can't vote on anything. God, it's ridiculous.
It is, and I think you ought to tell Mansfield, and we're going to have to go to putting the heat on this son of a bitch, Williams. He is a son of a bitch, and he's delayed us a week already on this thing the last time they came back.
Yep.
And now he's delaying it here, and he'll delay it again. He's doing everything he can to defeat this thing.
Yeah.
And
it makes it tough as hell, because we're going to have to play games with the Civil Rights Bill, and you can't do that very long without some of these pundits, you know, accusing us of fooling around. God damn it.
Well, see if you can locate Mansfield.
All right.
He can't get a hold of Byrd.
Okay.